Hi, bro. How you doing, man? Got the audio. Okay, so I got a couple of things. There's one instance, or well, I guess in the melody, and when if it repeats, the instance will repeat as well, that I don't want to give it, like, I don't want to box it into a clave, because then it's, I mean, this is jazz after all, right? So I don't want to straighten it out too much. But there's a couple, I think there's a spot in the melody where I think you need to add a bar just to keep the clave coherent, because there's a shot. And when we get there, I'll point it out. So I don't know if I'm right. Maybe I'm crossed. No, I'm not. Right there. So let's add an extra bar there. And then we have to add another bar. Or is this the spot where? Sorry, give me a second. Right. So this would be the spot where I would keep it as is. Like I wouldn't straighten it out or put it in clave, because it wouldn't fit unless you nudged bar lengths around and stuff. So I would leave this as is. So there, like after that, after this, I'd add another bar in that pause somewhere. Just add a bar of vamp or something. And then we're going to go back into 3-2. Here we go again. That's why you have to add, I think you should add it in that bar. And then again, let's go from here. We added a bar. See how it lands in 2-3? Right? So if you notice, like I started it in 3, and then this very last motif, that's the same thing. It's in 2. So what I'm saying is it fits both ways. It's just I think the way I'm conceptualizing this piece, it would be fine. And it would feel right to leave this last instance, last motif, in 2. Because the very end of this, you see these two shots. It lands on the 3 side. Anyway, man, all this to say, I don't want to be analytical. I think, honestly, and I'm going to be straight, I feel I'm giving you like a shortcut of something that you ultimately should figure out and feel because of as a result of listening to rumba. I can't emphasize enough how we got to listen to rumba, we got to listen to quinto, we got to figure out where the accents are in the clave with percussion first. Got to learn how to, got to crawl before you run, kind of thing. Because that'll give you an idea when you write, as we know, about clave and, make more assertive decisions. So, yeah, let's try and do that. Let's try and listen to all those, even before Latin jazz, like rumba. So we learn the vocabulary of the quinto against the clave, try and listen to everything at the same time, so we can hear various things instead of just one thing, all around, all based on the clave. Okay, so that's my suggestion. Hope that works. Bye, ya.